Parsha Shmini, the Chumash tells us all of the special korbanos that had to be brought on a Chodesh Nisan. These were clearly only a Hirash, so these are not a Din Adayah. You don't have to bring these special korbanos every year on a Chodesh Nisan. And nevertheless, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe, Zeh HaDavar Shatziva Hashem Ta'asu. And it keeps on referring to this, it's Shatziva Hashem Et Moshe. Now the Bistarov quoted our story from Rashi, beginning of Parashat Tzav, and from the Gemara, and from many Pesukim in the Chumash, that the term Mitzvah and Tziva only applies to a din which is Nedarim. Any Tzavah Allah can do is Miyad Nedarim. If you only have something that's a Hirah Shor, it's called a Dvar Nevuah. It's not called a Mitzvah, it's not called a Tziva. So how come over here the Chumash describes this as a Mitzvah, Zeh HaDavar Shatziva Hashem Ta'asu? So what you have to say, I think, is similar to what the Rashi has in the beginning of Parshat Truma. The Chumash says you should make a Mishkan, and then it concludes V'chein Ta'asu. So that's supposed to be more V'chein Ta'asu L'Dayr. But if you go to when you want to make another Mishkan, you should make it exactly the same. So how is that so? You make the first day Tamidrash is made with the exact same proportions as the Mishkan, and the second day Tamidrash is made also the same as the Mishkan, the third day Tamidrash, everything is different. The first wasn't the same as the Mishkan, the second wasn't the same as the first, and the third is not going to be the same as the second. Each one had different proportions, different dimensions, and different deals. So Hakam says the same path to the good. So some of Farshim explained there, the Arachan HaKadosh and others, the Bistrov has this in the Seif HaFumis, that it means the Chain Tatsu L'Dor, that whenever you're about to build a Beis HaMikdosh, a Mishkan, whenever it happens to come up in the history of the world, that you build a Beis HaMikdosh, you should do whatever the Navi tells you to do. Just like now, I'm telling Moshe Rabbeinu what the dimension is. There is a Din L'Doris over here. The Din L'Doris here is that you have to build a Beis HaMikdosh. That's a Din L'Doris. That's a Mitzvah L'Doris. And the Din L'Doris is that it has to be done, I'll teach Tivri HaNavi. Now the Tzivu Yanavi is going to be different each time. It's going to be different by the Mishkan, by the Bayit Rishon, by Sheni, and by Tashmish. So perhaps over here also what this means is that this is a din that you have to bring korbanos for the purpose of Chanukah Beis HaMikdash. Whenever you build a new Beis HaMikdash, you have to bring special korbanos. What korbanos you should bring, that's already going to, the details of the korbanos will already be a Harua Shor. But the fact that it's necessary to bring korbanos, that itself is a din L'Doris. The Ramban, both on Chumash, Barachumish and the Seif HaMitzvah writes that he thinks this is one of the Tayyag Mitzvahs, to bring special korbanos on the occasion of Chanukah HaMikdash. That's a Din L'Doris. What the korbanos will be, that's already Hayrasha. Every time they build the Beis HaMikdash, they draw different korbanos. How many days to celebrate is also Hayrasha. The days of Moshe Rabbeinu celebrated so many days. By Zvishnu celebrated a different number of days. Beginning of Bais Shemit, they said they celebrated a different number of days. The Bais HaShmishi says Gok, that they'll celebrate from Rosh Chodesh Nissan through Sukkot. So we're celebrating Agan Sofer, more than a half a year, and we're celebrating Chanukah HaMikdash. That's how the Malbim explains on the Pesukim at the end of Sefer Yecheskel. But the din itself, that there should be korbanos on the occasion of Chanukah HaMikdash, that itself is a din deserve. What the korbanos should consist of, that's already Harvah. So then we understand why it says, Zeh HaDavar Shatziva Hashem Ta'asu. This was really a kiyum of the Din L'Doris of bringing korbanos for the purpose of Chanukah HaMikdash. Before one can prove that the Ramban is right, that it's really a Din L'Doris, the principle of the Din L'Doris is not merely a Hayruah Shor from the Gemara in the first parish in Maritotan. The Gemara says that in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, when they completed the Bayis Rishon, so they finished the Beis HaMikdash right before Sukkot, and they were celebrating Shivat Yamim and Shivat Yamim. They celebrated 7 days Chanukah HaMikdash, and 7 days they celebrated Sukkot. The Gemara says, why did they have to have separate 7 days for Chanukah celebrating Chanukah HaMishkan, HaMikdash, and a separate 7-day unit of celebrating Sukkot? So the Gemara derives, one opinion derives in the Gemara, that Amy Adam Simcha B'Simcha from this class. This is one of the materials in the Gemara, that Amy Adam Simcha B'Simcha. But the Gemara says, the Gemara raised the question, that the 7 days exactly prior to Sukkot concludes within Yom Yamakipur. And the Prophet says in Sefer Melachim that when they go to Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Rishon, they were celebrating for 7 days, bringing korbanos and eating. They're eating the Besara korbanos, eating the Shlomo. So how could they eat on Yom Kippur? So one could have said, except for Yom Kippur. The Gemara says no, that on that year they ate on Yom Kippur because Shlomo HaMelech was done a Kal Vachomer. The Madach from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when they only built the Mishkan, and wasn't going to be those in the Chasei Adi Atoi, should see these fields, there was a Mishkan that was traveling around in the Midbar, And the very nature of the Mishkan was that it's only Yaroi, it wasn't Kavua. Nevertheless, they brought these Karbanos HaNesim. They brought the Karbanos HaNesim even on Shabbos, it was Beit HaShabbos. So Shlomo HaMelech was building the Beit HaLomim, was certainly permitted to eat on Yom HaKippur, because Yom HaKippur is less common than Shabbos. Eating on Yom Kippur is only in Yisra Koros. Eating Maloha on Shabbos is in Yisra Misa. Yisra Misa Tila, Yisra B'day Yorah. So the Maloha, Tila, Shabbos is more common than Yom Kippur. But not back in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu was only a Mishkan that was only the other temporary name. Nevertheless, they were committed to be Mechal Shabbos for the purpose of Chanukah HaNesim, of the Kabbalah of Chanukah HaNesim. So the Beit HaMikdash, the Beit HaLomim, certainly, which is more common, you can certainly eat on Yom HaKippur. So the Chor wants to dine on, and then the Gemara says that the people were a little bit nervous, maybe the Kal V'Chaimel was no good. So the people ate on Yom Kippur, based on the Harua of Shlom HaMelech, they ate. And then the people were a little nervous after Yom Kippur was over, maybe they did wrong. So Abba Kor came out from heaven and said, no, everybody's going to get Olam Abba. So the Lakhara of the Baskov said, we're going to get out of our whole Lakhara of the Baskov, that the Kavachayim was right. The Rashash and Yuma, right there, is not so. He thinks that the Baskov just came to cheer them up and really saw them off, Kavachayim was wrong. But there is a Gemara in Yuma where the Gemara says that you're not permitted to eat on Yom Kippur, even the Mokham Mitzvah. So he says, the Hakam, the Gemara says, in my second and the eighth and the days of Shlomo HaMelech, for the purpose of the mitzvah of Chanukah HaNishkan. So he says, he sees that Shlomo HaMelech Kavach HaYim was wrong. I, the Gemara, said, Baskov came out, and said, to cheer them up, but really, Kavach HaYim was wrong. The real halacha is not. So the Pashtus that you see in the Gemara is not like the Rasha. The Pashtus said, the Baskov came out to say that Kavach HaYim was right. So one could argue, one could paina against this Kavach HaYim. We have a klal, so you've got to learn that mitzvah, etc. That Doris Nishor Lo Yalpinam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Hayuah Shor to Aaron of Anos, Matzus Tayocha, the Mokum Kodesh, to Shvit, the Korbanos, even though they were Baninas. And then Moshe Rabbeinu asked that Tilach HaPtus, Doros Doras Moshe, the Hina and Seraph, why didn't they eat that Baninas? Aaron said, that's how the Gemara explained his Lachim, Aaron said that Doris Nishor Lo Yalpinam, that the Im Shamaita, because she Shor, maybe it doesn't apply to Kachri Dara. HaKadosh Baruch only told you that we are permitted to eat even though we are all enemies, even though his two sons are. We're permitted to eat the special Korbanos that was brought only on the special occasion of Chanukah HaMishkan. HaKadosh Baruch never told you we are permitted to eat even this year Rosh Chodesh that's brought every Rosh Chodesh. That he didn't tell you. So maybe you cannot be right. One from the other. Maybe you cannot be Dana Mamasina one from the other. Why? So Alpitashtus, what the Gemara means to say is that Doris Mishor, Lo Yalpinon, that the Midrash HaTorah and the Dreshes Ben don't apply by Yehoyahu Ashur. Well, the whole Yisrael of Kal V'Chomer, the whole Yisrael of Mamasina, of Binyanah, that if you have a din of one pasuk in the Torah, you assume that din applies in all other halachas that seem to be similar, unless you have a very good Torah of a Chalak, that's one why it shouldn't apply. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the din Meshavit Matzis for Yochad and Meshavit, the Matzis that were brought specially on Yom HaShmini Lelilun, on Yosh Chodesh Nisan. They should eat these Korbanos even though they were all in the state of Aninus. And then Moshe Rabbeinu was Dana Mamatina, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu only told regarding the Matzis. He was Dana Mamatina, the same should apply with respect to the Seir Rosh Chodesh. Now the Seir Rosh Chodesh is a real din leder. So the halacha that you have a right to be done on Mamatina or Kal V'Chaim is all based on the premise that all the Dini HaTorah fit into one big pattern and one big system. But this halacha, this premise, that all Dini HaTorah fit into one system only applies to the Dinim that are Lederis. That's what the Zohar gave. Dinim Lederis that fit into one pattern. But if you have a Hayrasha, obviously it doesn't fit into the pattern. That's a Chiddush. Chiddush is a Yotzim and Akbal. It only applies on this one occasion. So if it doesn't fit into the pattern, then you have a cloud and a Chiddush lay up in it. You can't learn that from the Hayrasha. So how can... So Mechayra, how can Shlomo HaMelech make the Kal V'Chomer that he's permitted to eat? They were permitted to eat on Yom Kippur with the Kal V'Chomer from the fact that they were permitted to be Mechal Shabbos. Why not say that you cannot extend any Hayrasha at all? So Mechayra, the Gemara seems to be assuming that the etzim fact that you have to bring Korbanos, that itself is not a Hayrasha. That itself is really a din l'dorah. The details of the Korbanos, that's already a din HaYirashka. I still don't know exactly why is it that this detail can be derived, this detail not. Why is it the detail of Achila Baninus cannot be extended? That's a detail. So that detail could be that to HaYirashka. But the fact that it was Mechal Shabbos, that's already a din HaYirashka. Maybe that's also a detail. Maybe one of the details, maybe that's the basic din itself, is a din with Duris, like the Ramban counted as one of the Tariyag Mitzvahs. Ramban Achum is Banidwa, and in the Sefer Mitzvahs counts this as one of the Mitzvahs, one of the Tariyag Mitzvahs, to bring Karbonis whenever you build a Beis HaMikdash. The Karbonis, we call it Chanukah HaMikdash. So maybe the Mitzvah itself is a din with Duris, but all of the details are only very short. So how did Shmona Malach know that the Chilul Shabbos is really a din with Duris? Whereas in the Chumash itself we see that the Achilah Baminus was only Hari Rasha.
Well, there's another aspect to make that
Hari Rasha. Maybe, yeah, but according to my explanation, I thought that not. According to my interpretation, that the reason why Doris Mishole Yachin is for sure is a Chiddush, and the whole story, the whole premise of a Mamatino, the whole premise of a Dini and Av and a Kalachaini, really based on the assumption that all the Dini had turned into one big pattern, one big system, and whatever the Dini Mishole is, whatever the Harosha is obviously a Chiddush, doesn't fit into the system. So then you couldn't, according to my understanding, you wouldn't be able to learn how to show Mishole either. Okay.
By the far way, they couldn't ask me a kipper and unavoid the problem of eating. You have to do the whole, I don't know if it's kapun, but shlomim have 2 days after kamakajas, which they could be, it's the yom halayla, so you would always be able to avoid yom kipper, so I don't understand why they...
But it's mutta though.
They thought you could miss what to eat?
Yeah. If it's mitzvah, the chuyah, so then you try to fulfill the mitzvah without violating you. But if it's chutzah, then you don't even have to try to violate it. Right, the Italians are chutzah, you understand. But why do they have to eat onion kippur? So they've eaten everything on the Sodium kippur and possibly tomorrow. Apparently they were of the assumption that everything was chutzah. The fact that you bring karbonis, but karbonis are deche shabbos, the Gemara says karbonis, the Gemara says a human. That karbonis, because Manam Kavua, Decha Shabbos, is a din of Hutra, it's not a din of Tachim.
This guy came out of
Kavua. It is Manam Kavua. The Chanukah HaMikdash has to be these days. When you finish the day, whenever you finish the mitzvah, whenever you finish the day, that's when the Chanukah is going to come. Manam Kavua means that this man is Machari that you should bring it.
If
you wait till another day, you won't be able to bring it. Here, let's go to every side, rather than to bring... the Chodesh Nisan is on Sunday. So that's then to bring the carbon on the seventh day on Saturday, so bring it tomorrow. So we all be going about the carbon.
I know the din was that you have to bring in from the time you finish it. No, they couldn't bring it
in the way.
Found it now. Very found it now. The bring carbon on the campus is now, that was the basis for Shlomo Halas Kamal Kombi, when he was in the Did that even bring out to Harav Shah? Right.
That's the question. The din that you should bring karbonis whenever you complete the Beis HaMikdash is a din with Doris. But then the details we're assuming were on Hari Rosh Hashanah. Then the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they even brought the karbonis on the Sinai on Shabbos. The Chanukah on the Sinai was brought on Shabbos. The question is maybe that detail. Right. That you bring to meet him in the Sotom on Shabbos, that's Manon Kavur, that we know. But the fact that they brought karbonis on the Sinai on Shabbos, the Chanukah on HaMikdash, that's what. So the question is, maybe that aspect was part of the Hari Rasha. The first 12 days in the Chodesh Nisan had to have at least one Shabbat. Only had to have one Shabbat, because the Chodesh Nisan was on Sunday in March. So there was one Shabbat. If it would have been 14 days, it would have been 2 Shabbat. 12 days, it was one Shabbat.
Unless that was the point. Maybe
the couple
was for the
eating and not for the... That this is also called Manukah. The Chumash has a din of Yayin v'Sheikh Ar-Al-Pei. The din that applies when the Kohanim do Avodah on the Beis HaMikdash, Avodah Sakarbanis, and it applies, Lahorit in Bnei Yisrael, that the Shikr is also Bahar Rosh. one who drank a Rezimit Yain is forbidden to pass on a Shabbos. Nor has a whole Machlokes HaTanoim increases what is the status of one who is a Shikha Mishan Mishakar. What if he drank he drank something other than wine? Would he have the din of Yain Mishakar Al Teish? Because Shekhar in the Chumash does not refer to beer. Yain Mishakar, Rashi quotes, means Yain Derech Shikusa. Shekhar means that wine that's Mishakar, doesn't mean beer. So what if the Koyan drank beer, or he drank schnapps, he drank something other than wine, and she can shine a shop, and would he have the zinim of Avoidos and the Chulalos and all? The Gemara presents all Machlegus HaTanoim. So the Gemara gives us an example of a Shik and Misham Shakrim, a Koyan who drank milk. Short of Vash Bacholo. He drank milk and he became Shik. I become Shik from drinking milk. Can't be a sight for the person should become Shik. So the Rav Hashava wrote in one of his drawings that in this Gemara you see but even if one follows the chumrah that is said over in the name of Rav Chaim Volozhin, the Gemara has it in that if you don't have wine, then how do you make kiddush and avdolah? If you have wine, it's supposed to recite kiddush over wine. If the wine is too expensive, or it's not kosher, or it's just not available, so then you say kiddush over pas. That's how we pass, and the rabbinic time says you can't, but we pass from like the other vision that you can say kiddush over pas. And you say avdolah over chamamadim. In Europe, apparently, before the war, this is a very common practice that many people just couldn't afford wine. So they say the Chabad Chaim rarely ever made Kiddush over wine. Most of the time, Ruben Ruby said Kiddush over the Chalas, and he said Havdalah, and the others, so the Rabbanim, they all said Havdalah over Hamar Medina, over something other than wine. So the question is, what qualifies for Hamar Medina? So we want to talk about beer. What if the Hamar Medina is Pepsi Cola? What if it's hot tea or coffee or something? So some Gdolim say in the name of Rav Chaim Volozhin, others attribute it to other Gdolim, that it's only considered Hamar Medina if it's immediate in the Shaka. If it has, if it's some intoxicating beverage, and the Minigam Dina is to serve it to people there of COVID. Some if it's Pepsi Cola and you can't get drunk from that, even though that's the way you Mechavit people, or it's hot coffee, hot tea, whatever, so that doesn't constitute Hamar Medina. What is it? Based on the Gemara, the last Perek in Sochem. The Gemara says in Avod Sochem that one time before Shabbos they had to say Havdalah and they didn't have any wine, so they made Havdalah over some kind of a beer that was made from date juice. And then the servant who drank that beer was drunk the whole night and the whole day. The next day he said, this stuff is really Hamar Medina, this is the real Makor. So from the Gemara it might appear a little bit, but I'm not really perished. It might appear that it only qualifies as Hamar Medina if it's needed in the south. You could say that it didn't mean that. So you're just praising the Hamar Medina. It says it's real good stuff. Didn't necessarily mean to say that it qualifies as Hamar Medina because of the fact that he got so drunk from. So if one should assume like that, the question is, what if you live in a country where the Minigam Dina and the Chavis people with a drink of milk? Would that be considered Hamar Medina? It's milk and meat in the shaka. So the Rabbi Shova has in one of his forum a raya from this Gemara increases that well, it has in a few places that the Gemara considers this a shik and misham misham, a person who drank milk can get drunk. I think the Gemara has he drank either drash kama or cholof kama or dvela kilis or dvela kilis. I don't think so. I think the Gemara means either A or B or C or D. The Gemara has a list of things. They said, you see from this Gemara that if a person drinks, the Gemara talks about drinking warm milk. The Gemara distinguishes between warm milk and cold milk. If the milk is warm, it'll make you tired. It'll put you to sleep. If the milk is cold, then it won't put you to sleep. So the Rabbi Shava said that based on this Gemara, it would appear that milk is considered a needed in a shack, and even also want to be machmas for this supposed chumra of Abchaim Volozhin or whoever else said it, a milk would qualify as Hamar Medina. Years ago, there was an institute here in Yeshiva, the Sofim Sanech Institute. So they had many Sofim of the Rav Hashava that they were working on, and they published a few volumes of Sofim, and then they went out of business, I think. Yeah, someone else must have taken over now. I don't know where it is now. So at that time, Dr. Belkin, the Chaim Lachi, used to stay over once in a while, Kedushin from the Rav Hashava. As they were discovering these things, they were telling what they found. But Dr. Belkin once told us over to Rabbi Soloveitchik that he didn't like this in the biggest way. So he said that he thought that was utterly wrong. He thought that if you hold it, you need a meter in the shaka for Hamar Medina, it means that it makes you drunk. But the Gemara over here doesn't, that's what he thought. He thought that the Gemara here doesn't mean that the claim is a shikha and mishana shakam that he's drunk. being drowsy. The Gemara just says that if you drink warm milk, it makes you drowsy. It puts you to sleep. So the Gemara, that's what Rav Reshik thought, that the Gemara means to say that milk is needed in the shakar in this sense. Ashita Mishana Shakar means that the Kohen was not drunk, but rather he was half asleep because of something that he ate. If he's tired, then it's not called Ashita Mishana Shakar. But if he's tired because of something that he ate that made him tired and made him a little, made it difficult for him to concentrate on what he was doing, that's called the Ashita Mishana Shakar. This is the Chiluk that he's doing. The question, others in food says not so. The food says the Gemara says that milk is only in the shakar.
He
takes it himself. Right. That's what the Gemara is driving at. So that would be called the Shikha Mishan Mishan. Unless it's Hamam Medina. Hamam Medina means that. That's what he said. I'm not water. Water can't be part of Hamam Medina. Chamadin has to be something that you're mechavik people to drink, even if they're not thirsty. That's what Moshe writes in his face. It means water, you never mechavik people to drink water unless they're thirsty. They're not going to drink water. That's the quality you can drink, even if you're not thirsty. See, of course, sometimes people drink tea or whatever, even if they're not thirsty. They enjoy the flavor of beer. The shikurim will drink their schnapps, they're not thirsty. They want to have schnapps. Schnapps are different from Adarabi. He had a sentence that since no one ever drinks schnapps when they're thirsty, so that's why schnapps perhaps should be considered a maipah, shouldn't be considered a mashka. That's Rav Chaim Elozin writes. So he quotes in the name of Rav Chaim Elozin that he doesn't understand how people say kiddush over schnapps on Shabbos morning, so it's like making kiddush over soup, over barley soup. So here it's more liquidy. He said no one ever drinks schnapps when they're thirsty. People, they don't drink them when they're hungry either. But he said, so it's a liquid maichel. The difference between a maichel and a mashke is not so much. Rav Chaim Elozin doesn't explain the whole thing, but other pasukim say, based on Hashem, the Hashem is saying that the difference between a maichel and a mashke is not so much whether it's a solid or a liquid, but rather whether it's something that you drink as a beverage or not. So if it's not a beverage, whether it's in a solid state or a liquid state, that would be considered a maichel. That's why soup, that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the name of Chayyam, that soup is considered a noichel, and if you drink a kazayas of soup, you say a bernavash. You don't drink a revius of soup. It's not a mashka. People don't drink soup on the first, they drink soup on the hungry. But other rabbis, some say the Kozhik Lava has a tshuva based on this Dvorah, he says the same, he figured out the same as Rav Chaim Elozin. He writes that the question discussed how come people make kiddush on Shabbos morning on a glass of schnapps that's so tiny it doesn't have a reveal, it doesn't have a beit hamachzor. So he says, you don't have to have a beit hamachzor. Why? He says that it's an eichel. It's not a mashke. So since it's an eichel, all you need is a kazayit. And a kazayit is a machloek is how big it is, whether it's a third of an egg or a half an egg. And the Magen Avraham says in his Tesa that with respect to a din d'oraisa, you require the shear lechumah, you require the larger shear. With respect to a din d'rabbanan, you can make them. We discussed it, that for matzah you need chatzi beis, and for morah there's not as there's only the rabbanon, so it's sufficient with a shlush beis. So the Kozhik Lava writes in his tshuva, Kozhik Lava tshuva better not strike in the war. So the Kozhik Lava writes in his tshuva that since schnapps is not a maske, nobody drinks schnapps when they're thirsty, so that shows that it's not a beverage, so it's a maifon, so therefore the shir is kazai. And usually the schnapps glasses will have a third of a beis of beinonis. Do you think that that's sufficient? So then if you're Rav Chaim Elozin explains, he has a sentence, that reason, because schnapps is not a beverage, that's the reason why you can't use it for kiddush. That's what he kind of, how can you make kiddush over a bowl of soup? It's not called a kiddush. Kiddush, you have to say a brach ala kiddush, it's not a cup. So it means that you're drinking a beverage.
A beverage is like something you drink when you're thirsty.
Kiddush? No, it has to be something that people right. drink when they're thirsty. But then to qualify the Hamam Medina, it has to be something that people will drink even when they're not thirsty. But if it's not something that they ever drink when they're thirsty, it has nothing to do with quenching thirst, and lechor it's not a beverage at all. Lechor it can't be called a bracha lakach. If you only drink it when you're thirsty, then it's the same din as Mayim. That's the meaning of Hamdina. If people only drink it when they're thirsty, then it doesn't qualify as Hamam Medina. Then it's just the same as water. If they never drink it when they're thirsty, then it's like soup. then it's called an oichel. And they say sometimes drink it when they're thirsty, sometimes not. So the fact that they drink it when they're thirsty gives it the shame of a mashke. And then even if you, since you would drink it even lekovit, so then it's called a chamamidim. Yeah, there's a lot of foods that we eat when we're not hungry. Let's say potato chips. Or the candy. We don't eat it when we're hungry. A lot of foods we don't eat when we're hungry. It's called an oichel. Anything that we eat that's not a beverage, that we never drink for the purpose of quenching our thirst, is called an oichel. Even if it's in a liquid state. Igmar in the third paragraph of the Kohen comments about the fact that Aaron was a Kohen Gadol, and he said that Ani Hikrafti, the Igmar comments on the Pasuk, Hein Hikrivu, Ani Hikrafti. Right, that in Oinen, a regular Kohen who's in Oinen, Aaron said, Adabar Aaron al Moshe, Hein Hayom Hikrivu, Patasim, Sayvotim, Asnashim, did they mock it? I was mocked with it. The same time the Tangalu said Tangalu is makrivayim, the ain't oichalayim. The others responded, and yaitin to not only not eat when they're on yamin, they cannot even be makriv kabbalas when they're in the state of amin. The more common, Takame Tangalu to be makriv when he is in the state of amin is because Tangalu kalashana kuba, Yisrael baregal domin. The more says Tangalu yabom has the same status as Yisrael on Shalash with Golem, that since we have a chi of sinfo, therefore that's how Rav Shalvej is interpreting the Gemara. The Gemara is a little bit obscure. But the Rav explained what it means is that since on Shalosh Ugohan we have a Chiyah Simcha, the Chiyah Simcha is Mavatul Levin of Abelis, but the Gemara seems to assume that it's also Mavatul Levin of Aminus. And the Tangodal all year long is permitted to be Makos Kobanis even though he is in a state of Aminus. The fact that the Tangodal all year long has a Chiyah Simcha. Why does Tangodal all year long have a Chiyah Simcha that equates him with the Yisrael on Shalosh Ugohan? Tangodal Kolashan Akulot Yisrael Baregal Domin. That's why Rav Shalvej had a whole story that it would appear from the Gemara that the state of Chiyuv Simcha is the obligation to be in the state of Lifnei Hashem. So on Shalosh Ugohan where everybody has a Chiyuv to be Eilu Regel, so we have a Chiyuv Simcha. Simcha means when one is in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tosfos has one opinion in the beginning of Eilu Megalchon, the third page of my Tosfos, that the Chiyuv Simcha derives on Shalosh Ugohan is only Bizman HaMikdosh when you actually bring the Korban. But Bizman HaZeh that we are unable to bring Korban, so the whole Chiyuv Simcha is only the Rabban. Other Rishonim disagree with Tosfos, the Greinim disagree with Tosfos, they hold that the Chiyuv Simcha Bizman HaZeh is also their right, because we have theoretically a Chiyuv to be with Lifnei Hashem. We also don't have the ability to fulfill that Chiyuv, but theoretically we have a Chiyuv to be with Lifnei Hashem. So just like the Yisrael and Shalosh Ugohan is supposed to be with Lifnei Hashem, and that engenders a Chiyuv Simcha, the Samachta B'Chadiyach, and so the Kangol all year long has to be in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, it's Kvodo V'Kisarto Shal HaKangol, that he has to be present in the Beis HaMikdash all day long. So therefore the Gemara understood that Kangol Kol HaShonik Yisrael B'Regel Dami, he has a Chiyuv Simcha which is Deicha his Din Avelis. It would appear from his Gemara that the Kangol doesn't observe Avelis. That's the Pasha Pshat in that Gemara, my point. Kangol doesn't observe Avelis. The Rambam passes not, so the Rambam writes in Hilchos Kvodo that Kangol does observe Avelis. So the Achrayim Eif, the Rambam, the Imre Bina, not Achrayim Eif, the Rambam is against the Gemara. So the first Kangol doesn't observe Avelis. And the Gemara says that the Kangol is makrivayim because all year long has a din like Yom Tov. So from this Gemara would appear that a Yisrael Baregel could be makrivayim. What do you mean makriv? Yisrael doesn't do karbonis. He doesn't do the hakrolat karbonis. Now we have another din. That in Ovel, Eina Mishaleach Korbanais, the one who is an Oinen or an Ovel Rahman al Islam is not even permitted to bring a Korban to the Beit HaMikdash and have the Kohan do the Avoy of the Kohan will not be on Oinen. If the Bala Korban is an Oinen or an Ovel, it is forbidden to bring a Korban to the Beit HaMikdash, even to give it to Acherim, the Shaleach Korbanais. So before based on this Gemara, it would appear that the fact that the Kangol Kol HaShana Kulo, he told the Rebel Dami, that's what allows the Kangol to be makriv ayinu v'ein oichalayinu, so the din ought to follow that Yisrael baregel. Yisrael on Shalosh Ugohan is permitted to be makriv korbanos even though he's in the state of aninus. He's just not permitted to eat korbanos. So this is the question that's raised by the Mishnah Melech and by the Siddur Din and Tiyan they discuss it, because there is a Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi says that the Babli says in Baba Madlikin that Dovah Noah died on Shabbos. The Yerushalmi says Dovah Noah died on Shavuot. He must hear. Maybe Shavuos Salah Hashavuos. But Yerushalmi says that he died on Shavuos, and therefore all of the Jews had a status, had a status of Anida, because the Melach Shemeis, Hakol Kroivot, one has a din like that. Nasi Shemeis, Hakol Kroivot, Hakol Kroivot, all the Daitra means everybody has to observe Adelus, as if he would have been crazy. So since the Melach had a din of Melach, everybody had to observe a certain din of Aninus, so they were forbidden to bring the Oilus Riyah on that Yom of Shavuot, so everybody had to bring Tashmumim. They had to bring it after Shavuot. Normally the din is that you bring, whoever didn't bring Oilus Riyah on Shavuot brings it the next 7 days. And here nobody brought it on Shavuot, so they were all in a state of Anin. So that's what the Binyan Tzion discusses, and the Shlomo Aruch before him discusses, why should they have this status of Aninim? If Karnagonal all year long is Makar Zayman, because Karnagonal Salashan Kulat Yisrael Baregel Domi, but then it follows that Yisrael Baregel should also be Makar Zayman Vein Aruch Aleinu, not Makar, to be Makar Karnagonal, to do Yisrael Adam, Makar Zayman, he's a Zari, he can't do that anyway. But then he said, Yisraelach Karbonaita. So why did Yerushalmi say that he couldn't bring the Karbonaita of the three on Shavuot? So that's the Shah. Based on the Gemara's equation, it should follow that they should have drawn it. Aninus Lila Zeraita, he wouldn't be able to eat. Yeah, well, to eat, even the Kangoro, yeah. Even Kangoro doesn't eat. That part fits in well. But the Shah is, what about Limakri? What about Limakri, the Kodon?
You said that the coin
Because he has a fear to be in the Beit HaMikdash all day long, even if Lamaisa he doesn't do it, he maintains his character from God all day long. Well, some theoretically he has the din. He is, as the Kangaroo is supposed to be in the Beit HaMikdash, he's not able to fulfill the mitzvah because he's in the Torah. But you see that he maintains the status of the Kangaroo even if he's in the Torah. Yeah. That's what you see. The Torah writes afterwards in Parsha Shmini, all the dinim of Simone Behema Tahoira, you have to have Malagim Achis Parsa, then Simone Dogim. To identify whether any given fish are kosher or trade, they have to ask not of the kafkesser. Then as far as oifas are concerned, oif has to be nechal b'maser. You have to have a tradition, because there are no simonim. The more fulman and able traders give these simonim. How do I identify whether any given bird is kosher or trade? But these simonim are not the dinim. They happen to be biological. There are simonim to know whether any given bird falls into this category of trefa bird or not, but al-pidin, that's not what's matzah you eat the bird. You have to know whether it's a kais, a timshama, a shavach, a chasida, and so on. If it's not one of these, then they're kosher. Then the Torah has later a din, the hiv dalten. It's a din of havdalah. Then the Sefer Achinuch, and in the Tshuvah Rivash, they write a chiddush based on this, the hiv dalten. That even if a person, let's say, will eat a kosher fish, but he didn't check the simonim beforehand, so he didn't know whether the fish was kosher or trade. He was hoping that it was kosher, but he didn't know in advance. Let's say he takes a behemoth and he checks it, and he doesn't know what behemoths look like. He doesn't know if this is an elephant or a horse or a dog or a cow or a goat. He doesn't know. A lamb. He doesn't know what it is. He checks it. He knows how to do shatita. Okay, so let's say it's not a camel. Anything but a camel. So let's say he checks the game and he eats it, but he didn't know in advance whether this was a kosher animal or not. Then it turned out later on that he was lucky. It happened to be a kosher animal that he ate. So it turns out that he didn't violate the Easter law of eating a trefa Dag Tome or Behemoth Meo, but he is Mevatla Mitzvasesa. He violated this Esel the Hibdalton. Hibdalton means that he should be Boidic in the Simon. And this is quoted by the Post in the Shulchan Aruch. There's an Esel to be Boidic the Simon. What does it mean every time you catch a fish, you have to be Boidic the Simon? What if you can identify that this is a tuna fish? I look at the fish and I know that that's a tuna fish. I have 100 tuna fish in the thing, and I look at each one and I see they all look the same, they're all tuna fish. I already saw a tuna fish once. And once somebody once checked the tuna fish and he saw that it has snap of the casquette. And then later on I take and then I've already established that tuna fish has snap of the casquette. So each and every time I catch a tuna fish I have to check to see if it has snap of the casquette. So the darkit shuba by the munkat shirai, but that's not correct. He doesn't think that any Pesach in the world would say like that. He says that there is no such thing. Halacha is that you have to, if you've already determined that a tuna fish is a kosher min, so you don't have to check to see that each and every tuna fish has not the kasher.
Determine whether each and every one is a tuna fish.
Yes.
That nobody would be
arguing. Right. You have to know that it's a tuna fish. But if you have a CSI and to identify what a tuna fish looks like or tastes like, if you know what a tuna fish looks like, you may be mistaken. You may think that you have a CSI. Maybe other fish that taste the same and look the same as tuna fish. But if the facts are so, that you have a CSI and what a tuna fish is like, then there is no din. As Dr. Chilwell writes, there is no din. You have to check each and every tuna fish to see. Let's say I know that cows or goats or sheep or lamb have malagir mafis parasa. So I take a goat and I know this is a goat, this is a lamb, this is a sheep, this is a cow. And I check that. I have to check to see if the hooves are flipped, and I have to check to see if it's malagir. What if I don't look? They take the shofar in and he checks it and then he boils it and eats it right away. He's gone. One second, he sees that it's a goat. He doesn't see the feet, let's say the bang grand shoe socks or whatever. He doesn't see what it's mafis parasa. He doesn't see that it's malagir. So the din says that you don't have to check. As long as you know what the min habehema is and you have it pre-assigned what this min bang is. So then this whole essay doesn't apply.
Even if
the cow didn't have much question, right, that's a machlokes satanan. We pass them off as muta. I call it then probably as muta. If a cow gives birth to a lad that had a mutation and passed of Pluto, so the Gemara has a machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanan, and Torah in the first Torah in Balakama, and we pass them that it's muta. That's called call it then probably. In the list of the non-kosher eifers, the Chumash says that a bas hayano is crazy. So the Gemara Chulin comments on Daf Samach Daled, what does that mean, a bas hayano? Bas hayano means beitas oif tome. That not only is the oif tome itself after, even the eggs that come from the oif tome, eagle eggs or ostrich eggs, whatever, these are also traits. You're only permitted to eat eggs from a kosher bird. And the same is true regarding milk, the Gemara says. You're not permitted to drink milk from a behemoth male, only milk from a behemoth male. And it's based on this passage, Bat Hayana. But just like Beta, so some is forbidden, so to follow behemoth male is also forbidden. Exactly to what extent is this forbidden? Does one get malchus if you drink the milk from a behemoth male, or if you eat the eggs from an ostrich, or the eggs from an eagle? The Rav Chaim in the Sefer has a long arichas that the machlokes places in the Rambam. Places writes in Chulin and Adab. Places writes in the Ferish that there is malchus. The Rambam writes in the Ferish that there is no malchus. That there is only malchus if you eat the actual macholat haturus itself. If you eat the oif tami itself, if you eat the b'shad behemet mei itself. But if you eat a yoytim in also, true yoytim in also is an isur. Basayano, the Rabbi's beta says oif tami, but it's only an isur asay and there's no isur la. It's based on this machlokes tesis in the Rambam that they have another machlokes tesis. The Rambam have another machlokes regarding the Mishnah in Maseches Tumah. The Mishnah says, or it says in the Chumash, that a non-kohen is forbidden to eat tumah. Everybody knows that. A zar is forbidden to eat tumah. What if a zar goes ahead and eats tumah? So if he ate the shogeg, he has to give karen. He has to give karen mechamish to the kohen. If he ate the mazes, so there's no din of kohen. She just has to give karen. So we stole the coin, he just has to give the Karen and he doesn't have to be made to finish. So what happens if the Tsar didn't actually eat the Truma itself, the Teres and so on, the Truma, what if he ate, what if he drank the Mashkin Hayotin Min HaTeres? So the Mishnah says there's a machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Mashkema Yosem and Azesem and Minam Melvin, they both agree that you have to give Kiyama Fench. The Mashkema Yosem and Sharpeh is a machlekes Atanoim, but he has to be Moshe Fench. And he passed like Rabbi Yeshua then said, Lord, it was Moshe, Rabbi Yeshua, Shamutehu. Moshe, Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Hamidu, the Shammai, we really passed him like Rabbi Yeshua. Really, really, really. Only Gemara says four places in Gansha. That's pretty good. Whenever he disagrees, the Gemara in the first parak and Nida has only four places in Shas that we pass like that. Right? So here we pass like that Shu also, but only Amashkan Ayotim and Azesim and Anofim, if a Zahar eats it is Yoike, and he has to be Moshe Chemish, and if he eats Amashkan Ayotim and Shai Teiru, you don't have to be Moshe Chemish and there's no Malchus. Why not? So the Gemara uses a Losh and the Gemara says that that's Zeya B'yam. What does that mean, Zeya B'yam? The point of the Rambam, we understand very well what it means. Ramon learns in the Morris of Shufa that if you drink the Mashma Yerchim and Azeth and the Minhan Ovin, means if you drink olive oil or you drink wine, that's considered as if you ate the original tree itself. You ate the original tree, but then there would be Malchus on that. If a non-Kayanite Truma, or let's say you have a Shiloh with it, with a truma mishar peiru teilin is deraita the rabbanon. Most of the rishonim hold that truma is only deraita on dog and tivush v'yitza. And there's a shayla when you speak about tivush v'yitza, what does that mean? Does that only mean zeitin on oven, or does it mean all peiru teilin? So the Rambam sheet is that all peiru teilin achayiv in truma semaisis menatah, and the Raisa disagrees. The Raisa says no. Like Rashi says, only dog and tivush v'yitza. So on the mashma yeret mishar peiru teilin, as far as truma for a non-kohen is concerned, everybody would agree that there's no point of Rokha Rishonim against the Ram. Everybody would agree that there's no Malchus. And not least they're right. The most you can have is Makas Marit. But let's concentrate on another case. Let's say you had Orla. Orla is Noeg. I'll be fine. Orla is Noeg in all Teres for you. Even if you hold that Ravai is limited adopted to Kerem, but the din of Ravai only applies to grapes, the din of the fourth year only applies to grapes. But the Pashtus of Rokha Rishonim is against. There's a Rashi in one place and a Balamor. Where they say that if you hold that Ravai is limited Dafka to Kerem, that even Orla is also limited Dafka to Kerem. But all the Rishonim disagree and they say it's not so. That even if Ravai is limited to Kerem, only to grapes, but Orla applies to all Peres even. So what if anybody will eat Orla? Then we get Malchus. What if you drink the Mashkema Yotzim? If it's Mashkema Yotzim and Azeisman and Ovin, so again you get Malchus. Mashkema Yotzim and Shar Peres, that'll be the Machlekes between Ablaza and Rabbi Yeshua. The Rambam understands what is the machlekes and why do we pass like Rabbi Yeshua that there's no malchus from the mashma yotzim from the shar peiros, only from zeisim or novim. But the Rambam holds because the mashma yotzim from the shar peiros is like bar hayana. If you drink chol of the emet meyo or you eat the beta soy tamei, that's certainly an isa deraisa, but it's only an isa resta. You wouldn't have any malchus there either. So the same will be here. The mashma yotzim from shar peiros. Is an Issa Yotzeh? It's not the original Issa itself. So on an Issa Yotzeh, one wouldn't get any Malchus. Mashen came on the Mashen Yotzeh, and that's considered a liquid state of the tree itself. And if it's considered as if he ate the tree, but it happens to be Truma, a Zahar would eat it if it was Mikhail Spanish, it was Mikhail Malchus. It's like a Zahar Shalchal Perish or Truma Mamish. And if it happens to be Orla, whoever eats it would be Yotzeh because he's eating Orla. Tzaytis cannot learn like this simple pshat of the Rambam, because Tzaytis tells that even if you drink chol of the emet meyo, if you eat beitzas oisame, you also get malchus, but on the isa yoytze, it is also malchus. So what's the pshat in the Gemara of Zeya B'yalma? It's not even yoytze. Why is it not even yoytze? Tzaytis wants to take time to figure out, why is it not even yoytze? He says, let it be tam kike, why shouldn't it be yoytze? It's had a very hard time explaining why it's not yoytze. It's very shrimp. Why should it, what does that mean, Zeya B'yalma? But according to the Rambam, it's very posh.
There's no
clear I think the Basayan is a Joshua. The Kodesh Pshat is that that's the description. That's the name of it. The name of it, yeah. It's two words in the Chumash, but it's a description of that verse. So the Gemara Darshan refers to the Bas of the Yam. The Yam is the bird and the Bas is the base. And I think it's Kodesh Pshat. I think it's a Joshua. The Rambam also happens to write, that this din of Bas Hayana, that Yoytzim and Asur Zohar, only applies if the Yisr itself is an Yisr Malkus, an Yisr Lav with Malkus. If the Yisr to begin with is only an Yisr Essay, then there wouldn't be any Malkus. The Rambam was forced into this because of Akasha, that all of the Rishonim asked against him. The Gemara later in Sukkot on that stomach speaks about drinking fall of other. So if you drink human milk, there's no Yisr. So the Shaila is, what about eating human flesh? Is there anything wrong with eating human flesh? So while the person is alive, in the stomach is an Yisr. And here's what the piece of them. That is if the person dies. If the person dies in the Mesa, he's also not alive. So again, there's nothing to discuss. What about Mesa Yakum? If one should hold that Mesa Yakum, I'm Mutta Banor. Faces in Bogotan in the first parable. Shulchan Aruch says that Mesa Yakum, Arosa Banor. The Shaila is that in Yisr Derais, in Yisr Derabana. So let's assume, like the Tosfos in Bava Kamma, that Mesa Yakum Amuta Banor, the whole source of Mesa being also Banor is Batama Shem Miriam. And Miriam happened to be Jewish. The Tosfos claims that the Yisr Hanor on a Mesa only applies to Mesa Yisrael. It doesn't apply to Mesa Yakum. If you should assume like that, one should assume that Mesa Yakum Amuta Banor is a Gemara. It's only going towards the Yishenikor. The Gemara in the second paragraph in heaven says that David HaMelech was Makadesh Shaul's daughter by giving him all the paplishkin. He gave him dead bodies. So the Gemara speaks about the fact that they were they shavat puta, how much were they shavat? How can they be shavat puta if it's also banor? So it's a mate who's also banor, even if it's only also banor, they're abanor. It's not shavat puta. The Gemara says if in the caddis of combat, that's also banor, they're abanor. The Gemara says also she's in the Kodesh. How does the Gemara say that the oil of plishkin, the shavat puta? If it's also banor, you see in that Gemara, what is he there? Mesa Yakum, Muta Banor. So the Shad is Muta Banor. What about Bakhima? Are you permitted to eat it or not? Is it Muta Bakhima? So the Rambam writes clearly not that there's an Yisr Aseh. What's the Yisr Aseh? The Chumash says that they're tofu. These are the animals that you pay. From an Yisr which has an Yisr Lav. If the Yisr has no Yisr Lav with Malkus, it's not a Dovah Shalokim Malav, then the Yisr will not be Yisr either. But the Yana itself is no Yisr Tome. It says Yisr Yana, you get Malkus. So that part of Beitah, if a Yana is an Yisr Yisr. Let's say if you eat Bistar Behemoth Meya, you get Malkus. If you drink Cholot Behemoth Meya, so that's an Yisr Yisr. But the drink call of Adam, the Rambam apparently holds his mutter. Why? Because even to eat Bisar Adam, although it is an Yisr Derais, it doesn't constitute an Yisr Lav. It's only an Yisr Aseh. So the Rambam holds that there's no din of Yisr in her Asur. The Yisr itself is only an Yisr Aseh. That's why perhaps one should be led to perhaps say a Chiddush that a Yisr from a Yisr should be mutter. Look, they have something that's a Yisr in Asur. And the Rambam Shita says that it's only an Yisr Aseh. Places the Rambam in the papers, whether you get Malkus on drinking Kola Bain with May, or do you get Malkus on eating Beitas Oispame. But the Rambam Sheet says that there's no Malkus. It's like Kati Shia, just in Yisra Aseh, there's no Yisra Malkus, no Yisra Lah. So if you have a Yotze from a Yotze, the Lachor should follow that should be Mutha. According to the Rambam, that should be Mutha. Some person claim when you have an Yisra Shemishtana, there's a whole deal in person. If you have an Yisra Shemishtana, so there's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, whether you're permitted to eat it or not. Let's say you had a tray for wine that was converted into chaklanuk. That's tam yena. It underwent such a major chemical change. Now it tastes sweet. It has a completely different flavor. It doesn't taste sharp. It doesn't taste sharp at all. It tastes like coffee now. It tastes like chocolate. Some of that still tastes like, I don't know if that's called a shaman, but still tastes like a milk. Mishkan Hatsui, yeah, because in order to discuss whether Mishkan should be Mutter, all the opinions by Mishkan, Rishish and Mishkan is Mutter or Rasha, I think it only has to be very, very Mishkan. Mishkan is true alone, is not enough. You can go to Salah to a liquid to the Salah, that wouldn't be called Mishkan. But if you have a major change and it doesn't resemble the original food at all, then you have different opinions in Rishonim, in the Shulchan Aruch, whether it remains or also it becomes Mutter. Ani Sheh Mishkan. So some hold that an Isser Sheh Mishkan is Osru, but it's not the original Isser, it's only a Yotem in Osru. And so they quote the Shem Rabchaim. The Shem Rabchaim is the Ashmua. That's such a chiddush. And other Gedolim also suggest such an idea, that an Isser Sheh Mishkan should be Osru, then maybe it's not the original Isser, maybe it's only an Isser of a Yotem in Osru. If you say like that, then if it's really Mishkan twice, then according to the Rambam, it should be Mutter. So there's no Yotzei, you can't have a Yotzei from a Yotzei. So the first time there was a Yotzei, there was no Malchus, there was only an Yisrael Efei, there was no Yisrael Lav. So then the Rambam writes that there's no Yotzei, unless the thing from which it's being Yotzei had with it an Yisrael Malchus. So it's been talked about the Rambam and Malchus. Human body, that's a shame. If you don't need shtika, let's say you fish don't need shtika. So there's no reason of anything. The Torah only requires shtika by behemoth and by yoita. By all of them, it never says you need shtika. Okay. I guess so. You know, many of them is Mitame, yeah. But there's no... Yeah. No, it doesn't make a difference whether you shech them or not. Even if you shech them, it's still going to be a man. Makes me that he's dead. It doesn't mean how he died. Doesn't matter how he died. But the hem of the yoke is that there is a person that makes a difference if he did a shkut or he didn't make a shkut. But any other animals, the Torah doesn't say, it doesn't make any difference. Abitzel Aponovezha has in his paper Zecha Yitzchak, a chiddush of an interpretation of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah at the end of the second Torah. The Gemara there speaks about eating fish when you haven't checked the simonim. You didn't check the simonim, has not the rekap tefis or not. So the Gemara says that you're not, even if you have reason to believe that all of these fish are really kosher meaning, but you didn't, they came from a certain area. In the river, where you know that they're always kosher fish. But you didn't check the simonim, and nobody else checked the simonim either. They were going, let's say, goyim caught fish, and they sell it to you, and the goyim have none on it. But you know the rogue is that they're probably kosher fish. So the Gemara at one point says a distinction that to eat the fish themselves is forbidden, but to drink the tzir of the dogim, to drink the juice, the brine that comes out from the fish, that would be permissible. So how would one understand that distinction? So if you hold that the seer dogim is only the rabbanon, the Rambam points out there's a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam, where the life of seer and the leitzim, as Mar learns that from the pasuk, Ela hatnayim lachem, life of seer and the leitzim, that the seer of dogim's name is also us. The Tosfos sheet is that that's only an isa de rabbanon, the Rambam holds that that's an isa de rabbanon. So if you hold that the seer dogim's name is only an isa de rabbanon, they can say with respect to the seer, it's the stake of the Rabbana Lakula, with respect to the actual dogim, the star of dogim, it's the stake of the rice of the Kuna. But if you hold like the Rambam, that the seer dogim to name is an isa de rice, the manishtana, what's the difference in the star of dogim and the seer of the dogim? If you say you're not permitted to eat the dogim themselves, because you treat it as a suffix, maybe it's straight. So then how are you permitted to eat the seer? At one point in the Gemara, one man dogim makes such a distinction. It's very strange. So Bitzel Aponovich says, that with this Rambam we can understand one. That if you know that the rove is, the Nachri has no mnemonics when it comes, but I know where the Nachri was fishing. And the rove indicates that when you go fishing in that spot in the river, you're going to get tuna fish, you're going to get kosher fish. But the Rigosh, right in the Shuvah, it seems the Torah says that his dalton, you have to have a din havdalah if the robe doesn't help. Even though the robe indicates that it's probably a kosher fish, you're not in the time havdalah if you didn't check to see that it's a tuna fish. And no one checked to see if it has snap of the kaskasis. So that's why it would be forbidden to eat the fish itself because of the din of the hibdalton. So he's washed right. You're not allowed to follow the robe because even with the robe, you're violating the esther of the hibdalton. The hibdalton tells you not to rely on a robe. But since the whole ether of the fish itself is only an ether aseya, the hibdalton is not an ether la. It's not that it's a daktome. The daktome, ether achil is daktome, it's muta because you follow robe. The robe indicates that it's going to be a kosher fish. There are people who go fishing at this spot in the river, catch kosher fish. But the essay of the Hibdalton tells me not to rely on that rope. So the only Easter, the only prohibition involved in eating the fish itself is in the essay. So then the tzir that comes out from the fish would be mutter, according to the Rambam, we understand that Gemara. So the din of Yotzin and Ha'aser Aser doesn't apply if the original thing itself only had an Easter essay. Only if it has an Easter line.
So the Dalton is intended to on the road?
Yes. That's how the Rigosh writes in the Tshuva.
So you can't, a fish can't be bottled up?
Let's say, if I have a trace of fish chopped up, it's not a fish.
Why?
So then I'm
giving
people to learn, if I have to trace the fish, I want to buy a fish from the door, and the door often didn't have some money. And I can't identify this fish. I don't have a clear sign to know whether this is a tuna fish. And it doesn't have snap in the castessa, so let's say the skin of the fish was removed already. The reason why I know that real people that go fishing in this part of the river catch kosher fish, the Gemara says you're not allowed to eat that fish. Why? Someone might perhaps suggest that it's from the Rabbani sign, so the Rosh says no, that's this essay. The Rosh says this is the essay that the Sefer HaKinah has of the Hibdalton. That the essay implies, the essay requires of us that we should be voted to see one of the fish. Either have a sign to be marked here that this is a tuna fish, and once we know that it's a tuna fish, we know that somebody, a million years ago, whatever, 1,000 years ago, somebody checked to see that the tuna fish has snap of the castellan. Or, if not, then you check that it has a snap of the castellan. But if you didn't check that this fish has snap of the castellan, or you know, or that you have a clear sign of what the name of the fish is, you just rely on the rope, and then the Rivosh claims that that's a violation of the essay of the Hidalgo. So if that's all there is an essay, then the Mashke Mayetz in the manner would be Mutter. Because the thing of Mashke Mayetz, Mayetz and Maser Aser only applies if the original Issa has with it an Issa Lav, an Issa Maser. If it only has an Issa Rekhli, then there wouldn't be an Issa. That's his interpretation. It's a bit similar to Tonovich's interpretation of the Gemara in the end of the second paragraph in Avodah Zarah. It's an original chant. It's one opinion in the Gemara. One opinion in the Gemara. He says that if you pass him that it's also, I think he passed him that the clear is also, then that's only the Rabbanim. That can't be there. Because of his Chesed. Because the Chesed is okay. Now, once you have a right, so there's only an essay, there's no law. And once there's only an essay, then there are no laws. There's no din of Yerushalayim.
I think that we could split.
The problem is that the Mitzvah is a Chila, and there's a Chila, and there's a Chila. Because the rope tells me that there is no, it's not a safer fish. But the essay tells me not to rely on rope. But if I'm eating a safer fish, then it's a safer fish to have with it and it's a lot. Even though the mice, I will only violate an essay, you can still say that there will be a din of the ocean rock. Right, you can bring it up. Maybe that's why the mouse turns like Mars at the tier is up. Maybe that's not okay. But he suggests that this is the pshat in that mandala. At that one point, what the Mars suggested that the star hadog is the dog itself is up there, and the seal of the dog in his mutter, so he suggests that that's the reason why. His dolphin doesn't cancel, doesn't cancel people, right? And the sardines are all the end, they're not bottom. That's the Lord Ian.
So what is the first
problem? I think the Goy checked every single problem. Either Goy had no Nemonis, and Atom has no Nemonis, because he's not in the Parsha Macholos Hashir, so he has no Nemonis. But the Gemara says that, no, the same two inefficient Sardines. The Gemara has a Kalal also on the Chumash. That if a Goy comes to me and is selling eggs, and he tells me that these are chicken eggs, these kind of eggs or that kind of eggs, and he tells me some kosher bird, so then we assume that he's telling the truth, because the Goy is near to us, he's afraid to tell a lot because he's going to lose a lot of beef. So that's what a lot of Hashgachas are based on, that we assume that the Goy are telling the truth, because it's better for their business that they should make sure that they only sell tuna fish. The people who go to check the tuna fish factories in Puerto Rico claim that the Goy keep on checking the tuna fish 5 times. It's checked over and over and over again by different, or by Goy, no Jews there at all. But the Goy keep on checking 5 different times to make sure that they're not putting in any other fish. Not for religious purposes whatsoever, has nothing to do with religion, any other religion, just for business purposes. Not only that, they don't even have other kinds of tuna fish. There are something like 16 or 17 different kinds of tuna fish. So the only, if it says on the outside of your can that this is a skipjack or whatever it is, so they're going to check 5 times to make sure that it's not another kind of tuna fish. So it has to be doctored that kind of tuna fish. Otherwise they're going to get into trouble. So we assume that that's the Gemara says, not we assume, the Gemara says in Chulin. The Nachri has no Nemanis on Macholos Asura. But this is not Nemanis, this is Mirtek, this is Rinum, you know, that he really checked and he knows what he's doing. One of the non-kosher animals mentioned specifically in the Chumash is the Chazir. There's a famous medrash on the topic of Chazir, Lama Mikishmur Chazir, Sha'atul HaKadosh Baruch Hu Laha Chazir Ali Yisrael. That lost love of the Chazir will be returned to the Jewish people. What does it mean? It means that lost love of the Chazir is going to be kosher, will be allowed to eat pork. So the Torah Tmima quotes from the Pirush of the Arachayim HaKadosh HaKumish, who interprets how could it be the laws of the Torah will not change. So he says, not the laws of the Torah will change. The Tevel will change. The Chazir, lost love of, will be Malagera Machis Parsa. Now the Chazir is only Machis Parsa. But it's not Malagera. Lost love of the Tevel Ha'ilam will change. So therefore the Chazir will be kosher. So the Torah Tzimah writes, Hadvaram halalu tumuim and inflowing miyot. He doesn't know where in the world the Arachayim HaKadosh got this interpretation from. The source of this passage, the source of this comment, Lama mikishmo chazir shalat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chazir Yisrael, is truly in the Medrash. But from the context of the Medrash, it becomes very clear what the pshat in the Medrash is. Medrash appears in Parashat Shmini, Medrash Rabbah, and also in Koheles Rabbah. And the Torah says, Mashahar Yehu Shayiyah, everything in the world is going to stay the same. But the Medrash says that Chazir refers to Malchus Romi, refers to the Christian religion, who stretch out their hooves, like a Chazir Rashi quotes. He stretches out his colophion to claim that he's a kosher animal. Look, I have the cimentaria of Malchus Parsa, and really he's a faker. So the Christians claim that they're the real Jews, and really they're fakers. They're not the real Jews. So and they have the Malchus now, they're fooling the whole world. So the Medrash says, Lama Nigashma Chazir, Shahat, why do we call the Christians Chazir? Shahat, I thought it was Lachalach, really Yisrael. That Lachi Lavoi, this fraud will not last forever. But the Jewish people will be recognized as the Yam Hashem, and the Jewish religion will be recognized as the true religion, and so on. Medrash is not talking about eating non-kosher food. It's not talking about eating Chazir. It's not talking about eating pork. It's talking about history of the world. Guns in a different shape. Shlomo Levilna has a very wild comment in one of his poems. He writes, even though none of the chaser foods will become kosher, lossy lovoy, but one of them has to become kosher. He says that Gidon Asher has to become kosher, lossy lovoy. Why? Because the Gidon Asher, it says in the Chumash that it's forbidden because Kinoga the Kafiyarach Yaakov, and the Medrash says in that passage, Zidoris Hoshnav, that Gidon Asher represents the fact that Yaakov Avinu was a tzaddik. What did he do? What's the take? He didn't do anything. And this Tzara Shal Esau came and he made a pogrom against the Jews. So the fact that we don't eat Gidon Asher is representative of the fact that we keep on suffering pogroms. But lost love of it, there won't be any more pogroms, then the Gidon Asher will be mutter. It won't represent anything, won't correspond to anything at all. So he says, but this doesn't make any sense. Din HaTorah don't change. Din HaTorah don't change. Maybe according to Rav Shimon, who holds Rav Shimon time in the Torah, that you give a reason for a mitzvah and then you And then you determine whether the din, whether the mitzvah applies or not, based on whether the reason for the mitzvah applies. But we don't pass make up shim, we pass and lay in that mitzvah. Because he says no. It's supposed to be more in the second parish in Sanhedrin. But even the Hakamim do a shim and agree with a shim, whenever the Torah says you should do this mitzvah because of this and this reason, so then the Gemara says even the Hakamim agree whenever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. So he claims that this is a, one of those instances. But it says in the Torah that you're not permitted to eat Yiranoshe because you know that the Kapiyarach Yaakov and the Medrashan change that to mean because there are pogroms and most of all there won't be any pogroms because the Yiranoshe was in the pillage mark. No? Pasuk Shad is that it's not correct. Rambam says we observe the mitzvah of Yiran Asher not because it was given to Yaakov Avinu at that time, but rather because it was Zitiyah Yehasina. Even though it doesn't appear in the Chumash, we assume that it was Zitiyah. That's how the Rambam learns.
So we just qualify for the Chumash
the time, maybe that is only the time for the Matan Torah. If the Matan Torah is not, good time. Good time. Because the whole thing is what? Even without such rigorous argument.
All the scholars go past the TV.
That's what the Rambam knows. Rambam and Pirush HaMishnah from Gil HaNoshim, that's a big point of that. The Torah later has a din of Sahara Tatmein, that if a person or a Kli becomes Kamei, he has to be tabled the person or Kli in a mitzvah. The Torah has two types of, two forms of Sahara, either Kli and a mitzvah or Kli and a Mayan. Ach Mayan, a Bar Mitzvah Mayan, easy a Torah. There are slight differences, there are a few major differences between a mitzvah and a Mayan, but just to describe what the difference is, a mitzvah is made up of rainwater. If you collect rainwater, you have to have a blind stone, has to be B.S. Boren, a shever, a crack in the ground, has to be sitting still, stationary water. Mitzvah, the word mitzvah means cover the time that the water is standing still. If you have, let's say, rainwater that's rolling down a block, even if you have 40 saw, so that's Zoflin, and we generally assume that that's a school day right. Right, a river would be no good if the river comes from melted snow or from rain. If that's the source of the water, or that's the source of the robe of the water, the majority of the water, then you say river to cooler, then the whole mitzvah would be no good if it's the river. The only question is, what is in the sea? Maybe one should assume that for every drop of rain that comes, for every drop of rain, for every drop of snow that comes down from the sky, maybe there are two drops of water that come from underground sources, and therefore should be treated as a maya. So this is a dispute in the Gemara. What's in the sea? What's in the sea? I have no idea. Stand still. We assume that most rivers have on their mouth, like the ocean. But this is the difference between a mikveh and a mayon. There is a question regarding a mayon. A mikveh means a burning straw. There is a question in showing whether a mayon also needs a burning straw. We are machmel alocha that a mayon can feel like so than requires a burning straw. We refer to machlokes in Shulchan Aruch whether the requirement for a burning straw for a mayon is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. The Bach writes that it's only the rabbanan. And if you look in the Rosh Don, who has mitzvahs, he understood that those Rishonim who required a burning straw for a mayon meant it when I thought they didn't mean the rabbanan. The Pashtus is like that. That it's a real shayla d'oraisa. But a rabbanan straw is needed for tefila sodom by mayon min atayla. I wonder.
What the shear of the dinosaur is brought down from the person has to be able to sit in, and we said even more that it's sit in the steel itself, and not it's not a. So
the mitzvah
is not just
that
you can't have a
place of
steel
on
something that's less than
Avodah Torah.
So how could you have a
Mayan
that's less than
Avodah Torah? I've heard that's the Machlokes, that the shear of Avodah Torah is the shear and the chesed of the mitzvah, so it doesn't apply to Mayan. or to shear in the Tzivah of Agavra. But then it was like the Maimon. The whole Machlech Zom is in 15, the Vasakha is really good enough. But he doesn't fit in the 13 of it. If he does fit in, maybe he should still say that it's no good than Atzera, because that's for Maim Shein Kol Guf Oved Ha'am Vasakha. Even though he does fit in, Evoch Ben Ha'ati Bereva. If you have less than Abba Nisot, it's not considered fitting in. Even though he used, the whole body is submerged underwater. That's the Pashtus of the Machlechus. The Pashtus says that it's a Machlechus on the level of the rest. The Bach says that it's only the Rabbonim. The Pashtus says that it's a real shadow of the rest. No, the Gemara thinks that most of the water in the ocean is from the underground source. Okay. Okay, maybe the ocean with Mayanis coming from under the ground. So most of the water in the ocean, even though there's an awful lot of rainwater and snow there, we assume that the role of the water in the ocean is from Mayanis, from underground source. You know the ocean is rolling all over the place, Mama's Gulfman, that's good. Gulfman is good if it's a Maya. Doctor, it has to be Gulfman. If it's not Gulfman, it's not a Maya. It has, let's say, water that comes from underground sources, Maya, May Maya, and then the water is diverted to a bore into a crack in the ground, a shed in the ground, and now it's stagnant. Then it wouldn't have a din of Maya. It only has a din of a mixer. Even though water originated from a Maya, May Maya is not called a Maya unless it's a, if it's stagnant, then it's called a mixer. It's not called a Maya. Nikur Adin, it says in the Chumash that you only need a Mayim for Tzilat Zav. Mayim Chaim for Metzorah, you need Mayim Chaim for Eitah Torah. But for Tzilat HaTameilim, the only Tzomer who requires Mayim Chaim is a Zav. But some Goenim insisted that you have to have Mayim Chaim for a Zava. And since Nashi Bidan, since the women today are treated as Sufik, need a Sufik Zava, that's why the Achrenim say on the side of the Shulchan Aruch that we are not meant to require Mayim Chaim. If some do and some don't. If the mikveh collects the water, if the building of the mikveh collects the water on the roof and then it goes down, so obviously that's not Mayim Chaim, so they're not Machmet. But in Europe, in many places, they were Machmet to introduce that Mayim Chaim for Mayim Chaim, not just that the water should come from a Mayim and now be stagnant. No, it's got to be flowing water. It should still be vertical. If it's no longer there, then you're not fulfilling this chumrah from the Gaon. Rashi and the Gemara quotes this. Rambam Chumash quotes it and he says that it's wrong. Says that it's against the Tosefta. Rashi also says it's wrong. The Tosefta and the Gila says, "Zayin bein zav nizav ve'elo," that a zav means mankind and a zav does not mean mankind. And nonetheless, some parts of them insist that you should be machmir to insist on mankind like Tzidot Nashi. Another Rishonim is just no. You have to have 40 stores that the person can fit into now.
That's
what
it has to be inside something.
In a crack.
No, it's just piled up on the ground. Yeah. But that's a good. It's just a crack, but it's standing
still. It's not moving. There's a question in Rishonim whether you can be playful in snow or not.
It's only good that
it's... You're not that even for the Tibetan, you can only use snow in it. No. thought not, it didn't know if he came here. Some of them want to say that you snow, since it's a maflation, but you can use snow before it melted. But some want to say that you can use snow for tefillah to play with the chuppah. Since tefillah to kelim is only the right time for matechah, and I say it's good for the rabban, so the back of shiva told some of them. I think it's generally not accepted, because the Magen Avraham says that even for the tefillah you've done it, you don't use snow until it melts.
Well, is the problem it's not a crack, or it's not water?
It's not considered water.
But the problem is not, but no one says that even though it's water, it's not inside something, and it's not good.
Some say that the snow is no good because it's not the tefillah b'karka. Every mikvah has to have a mochum, and this is not considered in a mochum. If it's piled up like that, it's not considered in a mochum.
Because the snow is weak, it's not considered mire.
The Mishnah, yeah, the Mishnah says that there's no din of maim shuvim on snow. So the past decision is you can collect snow or ice and tail them and then pour it into the Mishnah. The only thing is, the hitch is that we don't do that. L'chadchila, we don't do that. If you have a real big shas atzak, you do. But l'chadchila, we don't do that. What Chaim Ezer writes, in the name of Rav David Kalina, the Shel El David, who quotes the Ravid wrote a statement on Hilchas Nida, the Baal HaNefesh. So the Baal HaNefesh, the Ravid has a different shot than that Mishnah. He says that Mishnah is void, because it's not in the void, but says that if you carry snow in a container, it doesn't become Mayim Shuvim. That's only with respect to the Dinder Rabbanim of Dimu Lugim Mayim Shuvim Poshim Mishamikta. But with respect to the Dinder Raita, that Luba Shor is no good, then it wouldn't help. Then you would say that if you carry the snow in a clay, it would become Mayim Shuvim. So that's what L'chadchila L'chosh is for that Raita. So we don't have... No, the Mishnah is talking about that. That a mikveh that's a rubo filled up, and you want to be mashlim just the last few quarts of water, so you can be mashlim the last bit of the mikveh, the last lap of the mikveh, you're mashlim by carrying snow or ice in a container. But what about to carry the robe of the 40 store of water in a container? So the writer claims that that's no good. So Rav David Kalina said you have to be focused for the writer. Chaim Ezer writes, so we have to listen to Rav David Kalina, who said we have to listen to the writer. So that's usually we avoid it. Unless you can't. If you can't, you can't. So then you rely on the Rav HaRishon. The Rav HaRishon says it's good. That takes care of the problem of shuvim, but there's still going to be the problem of Haviyosai, the Rav HaMakabal Tumor. A flat shovel is a Pshuti Klei Matecha, it's still Makabal Tumor.
They take
the reasons for the
pizza
that I've
been, something
like
that.
Yeah. So, specifically. Yeah. Okay. And the person carrying is a problem. The person carrying is also a problem. That's also called having outside the government policy. There are easy ways to solve the problem. And help us make choice. They give you 8 to try to solve the problem. But that's one of the problems the person has to consider. In the Shulchan Aruch it says that not only does snow not become Mayim Shuvim, we don't quote the right in the Shulchan Aruch. They just say snow is never Mayim Shuvim. Not only is that so, ice, snow, any water that's not in a liquid state, even if you have Mayim Shuvim and you froze it, once it's in a frozen state, it loses the status of Mayim Shuvim, and then when it melts later on, so it doesn't become, it's not frozen in here, it doesn't revert back to become Mayim Shuvim. Yeah. Strictly speaking, based on the Shulchan Aruch, it says when it's good, you can take Mayim Shuvim Mamish, take Mayim Shuvim, and squeeze it, and then once it's frozen, it's frozen Mayim Shuvim, that's what it says in the Mechadim, 14%. And then put it in the Mitzvah and let it melt. Leave it in the Mitzvah. Yeah.
But there
will
still be problems because of
rising, right? Right, we'll still have this rising, right? But clearly you shouldn't do that because of the rising, but just with the leaving out the Shayla, leaving out Rabbi Dovah Rukalin, and just reading the Shulchan Aruch, it says that that's okay. That it only has a din of Mayim Shuvim when it's in a liquid state. And the Dvar Avraham wants to say the same is true regarding steam. He says if you have Mayim Shuvim, and then you cook it till it evaporates. And then you condense it. So when it's in the gas, when it's a state of gas, then there's no din of Mayim Shuvim, just like there's no din of Mayim Shuvim when it's in a frozen state. There's only din of Mayim Shuvim when it's in a liquid state. When it's in a solid state or a gas state, there's no din. So it says you can heat the water till it evaporates, and then have it condense again, and then it'll be Yoy Shuvim. like a shayla, you may be able to do that on all traits of foods. Let's say I soak, I make schnapps, how do you make schnapps? You soak grain with water until it gives it a very sharp flavor, and then you evaporate it, and then you cook it, you don't cook it till 212, because then everything is going to evaporate, everything is going to condense. You only cook it half of the way, so that only the alcohol content will evaporate, and water will not evaporate. Alcohol evaporates are much less than 212, half the amount. So when the alcohol evaporates, and then you condense it later, so then you're going to have very strong snuff. So maybe that should be partial to taste. Maybe all snuff should be partial to taste. Let's say if you have brandy or cognac, which is also, let's say I take trefa wine, and then I do the same stunt. The trefa wine has alcohol in it, and then I cook this till that degree of heat so that the alcohol should evaporate, and the wine will not evaporate, and then I'll condense it later, so then it's going to be very sharp, because it's going to be alcohol. So maybe that should be cautious. Maybe I should say that since when it's in the state of gas, it's going to be saved, so even if it condenses later on. That's also kosher. From the other day, it says not so. I'm on the other day, no chasam yen, and says that it's not so. But even that's the way they used to manufacture, quote, the chulis rivot. That's where they've been manufacturing schnapps for many, many years, already. For a few centuries, they've been manufacturing schnapps. Someone already discovered this chasam many years ago. And in fact, Wikipedia would be right that this was discovered centuries ago, they don't know exactly when. This kunst, how to make schnapps. That you heat the. You heat the mixture to a certain degree so that only the alcohol will evaporate and later on condense, and the water that doesn't have the sharp flavor of the alcohol will remain behind. From the other day, there are more quotes in Hilchos Tanyan, he quotes in the name of the Rivash, that it remains awesome. And others disagree. Others held the Mishkan of Tanyan has a chivet. It's the true quote. Mishkan of Tanyan has said that it's mixed. Based on the Mishkan of Tanyan, you can drink all the schnapps you want, I'm faced. Not when it's in the state of GS. It's not promised, and we never heard any Jews drink schnapps on this. So I said, maybe we can rely on the Mishkan of Yankee Tvaria with respect to Chomachal of our Tessah. That's aside. Maybe we can rely to Chomachal, to read Chomachal of the Tessah as an Issa Tvaria is there. To read Chomachal of our Tessah is only a Chomim of the Rabban, only an Issa de Rabban. So maybe you can rely on the Mishkan of Yankee Tvaria with respect to Chomachal of our Tessah. But the Ramot says not so. The Ramot says Tam Yenim is only the Rabban. We still don't rely on that story in the special summer. So Chaim Eisler said, in Europe, they're working in the news that they would drink brandy, and they would drink cognac with that anyhow's daughter. They relied on this story of the mission of science. But he said himself that it's against, maybe they relied on it so it's only a bigger abundance, but it's against the Ramah. The Ramah said it's not so. Ramah said it's not so. What's the story? What's the story? When it's in the state of gas, it can't be Mahalat Asur. In order to be great, you have to have either Oichel or Mask or something. It's in the state of gas, and it's not food to flow. Even when it condenses later and reverts back to the liquid state, so that's the shot. So there are more quotes in the name of the divorce than it is awesome. So it is safe argument. When it reverts back to the state of being edible, so it is awesome. And the divorce and Mr. McGankin has a chivalry where he wants to support all the early Akhlaim who thought not so. So his opinion has clearly not been accepted. Nobody gives any snaps on paper.
If Sanyanim was also banor.
So Hatzilwa Machin, but whenever there's a Hesed in the river, we go on the Yisrael Din, and Sanyanim is Mutabana. That's the Shani, the Rivosh, the Ramot called the Rivosh, 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 the So when it's in the gas, in the state of gas, it's proper to shine up, and then later on it's considered like a panim kadosh, like a new thing. So if you have a new panim kadosh, you say shahata, lost its whole past history. If it's not treif anymore, but lost its bracha, berja, bracha. That's the shahat of our local, what bracha you can make. A tzikas, if Frank has a tshuva, he says that you say berja, bracha. A cognac, and he says that it's a vada. The vada is not a sofer, even though you've evaporated it, even though you've distilled it, that's how often it's a vada that it maintains its original state. And now there's a quote, Rabbi Yankee Tema, he quotes the other parts, and we're not so convinced that even though we don't accept the Mishnah of Yankee, then maybe we should be a prophet. The first we should say, Shahakal Limit Wine. Because the evidence said Shahakal on wine, you'd be yaitzit. If the evidence said Bosh Yagrochen on water, you wouldn't be yaitzit. And maybe that's a shot. What often do you say on brandy? But brandy or cognac, we assume for sure has to have a hasbracha because it's made from regular wine. It's made from stanyeno. It is a din of mevusha. If I have kosher wine, that's mevusha, and then the goy handles the wine, so he doesn't make it off to be my goy. But if the goy manufactured the wine and it already became off there, and then he cooks it, so it doesn't become mevusha, because he cooks and takes the wine. When the wine became off, it remains off, even at the bishop. Well, on top of the pasuk, O beggar, the rabbi shalosh al shalosh has broke the family of the Christian, the family of the Shlosh. This is the first miracle. The Shabbos got called Zion. And not only the beggar is the Shabbos tomb, but even a piece of cloth that has shalosh al shalosh has broke, provided that it's the family of the Christian. If it's some other material, then it has to be larger than shalosh al shalosh has broke. Very tiny. Less than 3 by 3 inches. Very tiny piece. Rabbi Kofan has a tshuva where somebody suggested to him that the minig in Europe that used to be Mekabal Kinyan, let's say when a chosen gets married to make a Kabbalah Kinyan, or when the rabbi sells a chomet to you, so you appoint a rabbi as a shliach, a Kabbalah Kinyan, the minig is that you make a Kabbalah Kinyan. So the Kabbalah Kinyan is supposed to give over a plea. Or the Gemara says in the first parish in Bob Mitzvah that I say to man the pasuk down, that whatever it is, then Nathal and Mokham Shere Magaz and Ezma Mokham Shere Magaz and then Mashar Yachlech, so whatever it's on Mokham Shere Magaz, it's considered Kamanda Pokhid Dhamma, it's considered as if that's separate from everything else. If I give you a handkerchief and what you're holding on to has Gimel and Gimel has voice on you, even though you're not holding on to the whole handkerchief, that's good enough for a Kinyan city. That's how the Gemara says in the first Pelican Government City. The Samarim Gadol suggested to Rabbi Tzachon that maybe that should only apply to a handkerchief from the tree to the bird that used to make from Samar or from Pishtun. But today, the handkerchiefs are not made from Samar, not made from Pishtun. They're made from cotton. So maybe there, the din is that you have to have much larger for Kabbalah from the surfaces. You have to have the Kabbalah from the surfaces. You have to have more than Gimel of Gimel's birth. So maybe for Kinyan Suda purposes also, you should have to have more than Gimel of Gimel's birth. That was a shalom. That was a practice of some old European rabbanim that when they came to make a Kabbalah Kinyan, they wouldn't use a handkerchief. They would use their kapotis, because the kapotis is still made from wool. So they would give all the part of the jacket for the purpose of Kinyan Suda, and the other, the chosin, or the balabot, wants to tell the chomet, it was holding on to a gimel adim lazboi of a woolen garment. Today the kapotis is also not made from wool. It's also made from synthetic material or whatever, something else. It's also not made from wool. So this is a shadow that was close to the Bitzvah Chonim, and the bear used to call him. So he says that there's a Mephurisha he dug up Mamish. He dug up a Mephurisha Tiski Atesi from Baladatsu, that says Mamish. He says that even if you use Shah Minun, other materials, Gimel Agimel's voice is good enough. Then he goes into a whole proof to explain why should it be so? Why shouldn't the size of the piece of cloth for the purpose of Kinyan Suda, why shouldn't it be dependent on the size that you would require for the purpose of the Kabbalah
Kinyan. Would you find the purpose of something
2x2 and you need something to do with the cloth? Yeah.
Then the right thing
is the Kabbalah Kinyan. Yeah. I think it is the Kabbalah Kinyan.
It is.
If you're using it, yeah. But if you get the piece of cloth, the whole handkerchief. The whole handkerchief, yeah. Yeah, but if I only do the half a handkerchief, no, the shadow wasn't. The minute goes out, they gave the half a handkerchief. And the rabbi still holding on to it, and the person holds on to it. They say, command the prophet, don't. So how much has to be the order that they should be command the prophet? The mother says in the first place, don't. Please, give him a gimel as boy, please give him a. Just give me a whole handkerchief and it is good. It doesn't have to be gimel as boy. Parsha Shmini, you have all of the dinim of Tumas Magra. In Parsha Tavir and Mesor, you have all the dinim of Tumas Hayoto and Meguf. These are two different types of tumas. The difference is in Halach. And the Mishnah says in Pesachim that even when you have a Pesach Habo B'tumah, only such people who have a Tumas Magra can eat the Korban Pesach. Whoever has a Tumas Hayoto and Meguf is not permitted to eat from the Korban Pesach. And many other people can as well. This is in the beginning of Kol Abbas, they quote that there's a Machlegis Atana in the Mishnah. Machlegis Atana in the Mishnah Chalas. Chalas, Kutzlores, is always Tomei, by definition. So Kutzlores, the Rabbana has a Tumas Eretz Anam. It's like one big cemetery in the Rabbana. So Chalas, Kutzlores, is always Tomei. So it's only Tomei Tumas Magal. And the Rabbana, they instituted the whole Katana of Chalas, Kutzlores, but the Kohanim have to eat it. How can they eat it if it's Tomei? It says Chalas Kutzlores, since the whole thing is only invented, the Rabban, the Kohen is permitted to eat it if he is only Tomei Tumas Magal, or if it is Tomei. The Chalas can never have a Tumas Yotam Beguchon. Chalas can't be a Zav Zav and Yidi Alev from the first. Chalas is always a Tumas Magal. So just like the Chalas is always a Tumas Magal, so even if the Kohen Ha'echel is Tomei Tumas Magal, he's also permitted to eat the Chalas Kutzlores. But if he has a Tumas Yotam Beguchon, then he's not permitted to eat the Chalas Kutzlores. So the case is close to Machlokes HaTanaim from Mishnayos Chalas. What if he had a Tumah HaYotam Megufa, let's say he was a Zav Zav, and Yidi Alev, Mekor, whatever, and then they were table in the mikveh, and they have the status now of Ful Yom. Is it Ful Yom, Dina to Tumah HaYotam Megufa or not? So I say that since the person is table in the mikveh, so the Tumah HaYotam Megufa is gone. He still maintains the status of Tumah, that's like a Tumah's mother. It's like he was touching himself. At the moment that I was table in the mikveh, I started off as a Zav and on the table in the mikveh, and now I'm a Kohen Chadash, I'm a new person, but this new person that I am is touching the old person by identity. I'm the same person I was before I switched to become a new person. So that's like a Tumas Magal. But he say no, that the Tzvila in the mikveh only takes through off, when he's still a Tzvul Yom, takes through off the higher level of Tumas, and a lower level of Tumas, the Tumas that touching him and so on. And that lower level of Tumas, it's probably Tumas that's on the Gufa. So Tosis quotes that that's the Machlokes HaTana. Tosis in Zlokin learns that that's the Machlokes in the Gemara. Whether it's Voyom Dizab Kizab Domi. And the first question is Zlokin, whether it's Voyom Dizab Kizab Domi or not, with the Negev, let's say, a Pesach HaBob Tumas. Whether it's Voyom Dizab is permitted to eat a Pesach HaBob Tumas. Neither did Toha. Okay. Can you bring it? Okay, can you bring it? Is he allowed to bring it or not? That would be the Shana. Or let's say, by other Karbonis. By other Karbonis, the Dinis, Tosis explains the Dinis that are two of the people, by Korban people, is only for Kutumas Naga. If it's in the Yotam and the Guf or not, the Tosis explains that this is the Gemara Shari, that if we're young with Zav, it's considered a Kutumas Naga or a Kutumas Yotam and the Guf, a Kutumas Riyah. A Shlomo Lagumah quotes that his brother had a suffix, a Salvon, had a suffix whether the Oledet, now she quotes from the beginning of Parashat Tavriya, the Oledet has to wait till the end of the 40 days or till the end of the 80 days in order to be permitted to eat Shum of Atachim. And she's called a Fulat Yom Moro. Even though she already went to the mikveh and she already had Harav Shemesh, we consider her a Ful Yom Moro until the end of the 40 days till the end of the 80 days. So is that really called a Ful Yom Moro? Even in a day or two, Achilas, even in a day or two, Achilas, Talas, Kutla, she's called Ful Yom Moro. I've only been a day to Shum of Atachim. Maybe in a day to Chalas, Kutla, it's not. That's a shadow. Shlomo Adin himself has another shadow. In the beginning of Chagigya, he quotes on Lav Gimel, Lav Gali, the Gemara quotes the Kiva's din, that he's not the oral to come in. The Kiva has an oral, has a din of a tome, that he's forbidden to enter the Beit HaMikdash, and he's caught up in bringing Korban Riyah. Whoever can enter is obligated to drink. Whoever is not permitted to enter the Beit HaMikdash is not obligated to drink. So the process from which he derives oral to come is a process where there's a ribui next to the word Zah. So he wants to know, that Shlomo Rav Huna wants to know whether Oro Kitame Akonka Bekuva, whether it's Dina Kitumah Hayotel and Megufay, or Dina Kitumah, he's not Tomei at all. The Shadow will not know, he's not Tomei at all. But the Rekiva has the prophet that we treat him as if he were Tomei. So do we treat him as if he were Tomei Kitumah Hayotel and Megufay, because the prophet that we're not Tomei is a prophet speaking of God? Or no, we just treat him like a Tumah Smaga, not Tumah for Shuma, because he committed to eat Kala Kutla. An oral is not permitted to eat Truma Deraita. What about eat Chalas Kutzlores? Maybe it's not. Is it? Well, the dinim of mitzvah, learned that in this week's service, is so little. So if you're speaking that there are a lot of dinim about mitzvah. So we had a Sunday morning, we're going to start to learn Shiddush again. I learned Shiddush in a long time.